The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. This is the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, and I forgot my tagline when I signed off last hour. Brian reminded me what it was. It's get out, and stay safe. So anyway, if you had to leave us and you're just finally getting out the door, well, stay safe out there. Get out, and stay safe. I don't know how I could forget that, but I did. Anyway, we got an email about our suggestion, kind of tongue-in-cheek, that we start a dating service, and our buddy John B. picked up on it. He said we could call it Hunting for Spouses. The slogan could be, we have cougars, hound dogs, and foxes. We give everyone a shot.
I love it.
That's great. So with me, E.W. Grimes from Maryland Quality Deer Management Association had to leave us. If you're just joining us, we talked a little bit about a Maryland Hunter Social coming up August 6th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and admission is free. This is at the Mayberry Game Protective Association near Westminster. That's at 2555 Mayberry Road in Westminster. The zip code there is 21158. And the details are on the Maryland Quality Deer Management Association website, which is www.maryland, all spelled out, QDMA, Quality Deer Management Association, marylandqdma.com, and you can find all the information there. Going to be a nice panel of people there from the hunting world, some displays, some vendors and things like that. Booth spaces are available if you'd like to go. It's all free. Admission is free. It's just a get-together to bring the folks in the hunting community together and have a great day in the middle of summer, and talk about last season. Bring your pictures, your cell phone with your cameras on them, and share with people, and talk about hunting. Enjoy the day, and there'll be some food there at Mayberry and some events for the kids, and again, all that stuff's on the website. So there you go. We had to do a little make-do commercial for our friends at Clyde Sports Shop left over from last week. So what I'll probably do is, what I'm doing right now is telling you about Clyde Sports Shop. This is about crabbing supplies. They have every kind of crab trap that you need out there in the bay. From the four door traps, the low profile traps, they're not very high, and then they also have the topless T120s from Foxy Mate that have the four doors but no top, so you can stack them. They got the Blue Claw four door folding crab trap, trot lines of all types. They've got 500 feet of tarred line if you want. They've got the 1,000 foot of Loctite number 5 nylon. They got 1,000 foot of snood trot line. And that's a complete trot line ready to go with 1,000 feet, and the snood's already tied on. That's $179.95. They got the 10-pound weights, the snoods, the bait bags, the floats, you name it. Commercial crab pots and crab hotels and baskets with lids and cloth and wire crab rings and nets and you name it. They've got it all, including the steam pots, which we used to do corn the other day. One from that one.
Worked
from
great.
Corn. Yeah, works great for corn, crabs, and everything else. And new baskets and lids, the bait. Everything you need for bait, the steamers, the seasoning. Clyde's has their own brand of seasoning. So Clyde's Sports Shop is your headquarters for crabbing supplies. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. All right. You're running the show today, folks. 410. We talked a little bit about 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 410-WCBM-680. 1-800-WCBM-680. If you're in the local in Maryland and outside the local dialing area. We really welcome your phone calls here. You're running the show. We had a couple little points to make last hour, primarily the increase in the bear permits this year to 750, the increase in the season to include not only Washington County, but also Frederick County as well. You can apply online for the permits right now. And when, you know, or at your local sporting goods store, when you get your license, you can apply for your bear permit. It's a $15 non-refundable fee. It gets you in the lottery. Now, if you don't win the lottery by getting a bear permit, you get what's called a bonus point. Or preference point. That means next year, if you have one preference point and you apply again, you get two applications into the contest. If you've applied every year and haven't been picked, I think our season's 14 years. It's been going on for 14 years. Apply, and you never know. You could get picked this year with 14 preference points, or 10, or what, 3, or whatever you have. You get an extra shot into the drawing. Hold on, I got a question here. Email. Bob wants to know what a snood is. Aha! Very interesting. A snood is a dropper, usually made out of elastic, that has a loop on the end. It's tied every so many feet to your trot line, every couple feet to your trot line, and it's a dropper, basically, with a sliding loop in the end where you can put your bait. You can put your chicken neck in there. You can put your bag of razor clams or whatever. It's the dropper off of a trot line where the bait is attached. I hope that explains it. So I won't answer that on email, but I'll answer it on the air. So there you go. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We also talked earlier about a study by some female professor. Not that that makes a difference, but she tends to, according to what I read, to be a little over the top with her promotion of reintroduction of large predators into suburbia here in the eastern United States, for example, and in particular the benefits of having a wild cougar population to control the deer herd. Cougars. Yes, mountain lions. Pepe, you know what a cougar is. You know what a mountain lion is. All right, good. A big cat. They get, 150 pounds. Yep, you recognize them. Pounce on their prey and, grab them with sharp claws and sink their claws into the backside of the animal, and then they jump on its back and grab it by the neck and crush its larynx and, yeah.
That's what I want reintroduced into my area.
That's what you want?
Yeah.
You want that?
Yeah.
I think Easton ought to be the test case. Mm. Talbot County. What do you think?
No.
There's what? No.
No.
Look, you've got Shih Tzus. That's just like an appetizer.
No.
No. How about Harford County, where there's a large population of feral cats?
Maybe.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of rural area out there. But yeah. How about St. Michael's, Oxford area? Nope.
Too close to where I live.
Too close. Okay. There are perhaps some places where wild mountain lions would adapt in Maryland, like anywhere, just like coyotes. EW, who was just here, talking about Carroll County. One of the clubs up there saw no fewer than 9 coyotes the other evening. 9 different coyotes on their property. That simply means to me that there's at least one den in the area. And there have been prolific reproduction with male-female coyote, each one having 4 or 5, pups. So that looks to me like there's a pack.
Now, did that get introduced into Maryland, or did they come back into Maryland?
No, they've slowly come into Maryland, migrated in. I mean, there was a little bit of introduction back in the 80s, but that was for one particular purpose. And the rumors about, you know, the insurance companies bringing them in and the DNR bringing them in and all that stuff. I mean, that gets handed down like an urban
folklore.
Legend. Yeah, folklore, urban legend, whatever you want to call it. None of that happened, okay? Coyotes have naturally migrated into Maryland from, you know, from Pennsylvania, western Maryland, from the south, from the west. They've come here, the eastern coyotes now. You know, it's
when nature does it, it's fine. But we start messing with it, it's when it causes issues.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. So look at the wolves in the western United States. Tremendous problems with the gray wolf out there, you know. And some of these states and some of these animal activist groups and the federal U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, some of these people are in denial as far as what the wolf population has done to the wild elk herds and that type of thing out there in Idaho and Montana and, you know, Utah and those places. I mean, it's just horrible what these wolves have done. Some of the upper Midwestern states, Minnesota, Wisconsin, they are inundated with wolves, and they've wiped out the deer herd up there. They really have. So, you know, but these are the things we don't, you know, the activists don't talk about. They think that everything's natural and good and all that stuff, but the people who are the first conservationists, the hunters, are the ones that get the short end of the stick on that deal, because they make these decisions at a higher level than the state level. And some, you know, as you can, I mean, if you've ever studied the Environmental Protection Agency regulations and that type of thing, and some of the regulations coming out of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service with this administration, where's the common sense? Where's the balance? You know, it's a preservationist mindset rather than a conservationist mindset. You know, they're all about, well, what's going to happen when global warming happens? Well, or as global warming continues, or if global warming continues. You mean summer? you know, they're operating at a whole different level than most of us common folks can understand. You know, I mean, they're way into this environmental stuff, and it just, some of the decisions that are made are just ridiculous. But that's not what this show is all about. This show is about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And we want to hear from you, our listeners out there, to talk about what you want to talk about. Here's a question. Have you ever seen a coyote? And if you ever seen a coyote in Maryland, where did you see it? Where do you live and where did you see it? Did you see it in your backyard? We had somebody years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, send us a photo of a coyote that was cowering under one of the docks down at the ship docks down in the Inner Harbor.
Gotcha.
Okay, down in Curtis Creek. Okay, they had seen this coyote. Somebody had seen it and it got frightened and it went up under a dock, and they'd photographed it and sent me the picture. It's somewhere in my file somewhere.
I've never seen it in Talbot County, but my friends have. I know Teresa.
Oh, yeah.
Out on her property, they've seen several of them. I just didn't realize they were even there.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of coyotes out here. Now, you know, we get reports every now and then from coyotes in Dorchester County or Lower Shore or something like that, and some of the folks poo-poo those accounts. But when you see evidence of a coyote on your trail camera, you know, and you've got the evidence right there. This is my Sika deer feeder, and there's a coyote right there stalking the sika deer on the feeder. And that's what they do. They hang outside the feeders because they know that's where the deer are going to be. Okay. And when you hear, I discovered a coyote den in Carroll County, and there's pieces of fawns and there's pieces of sheep and there's pieces of groundhogs and there's bones and all kinds of stuff.
No shih tzus.
Okay. No, that they've cleaned out of the, you know, they clean their dens out, they eat it, and then they clean the dens out, and all this stuff is piled up around the outside there. And when they see all this stuff, I mean, it's irrefutable evidence, you know, irrefutable. But, you know, they just kind of go ignored. And I will tell you, we have had a prolific fawn production this year. We've seen a lot of fawns out there, and despite the fact that there's plenty of coyotes in certain areas that do damage the fawn population, it looks like, again, the deer population has had a very good year. And we talked earlier about the amount of bucks that are out there and the sizes of the racks, and EW was here from QDMA. He's talking about the nutrition, you know, the the wet spring that we had and the great growth and the nutrition that's available to the deer right now. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Why don't you give us a call here while we get a break, while we take a break? And are you ready for our first break there, Mr. Pepe? Oh, yeah. Yep, we're going to do that. So let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about our friends at Papa John's Farm. Yes. You know what? You got a great hot weekend coming up. So you want to stay in the air conditioning. So you want to get some corn, get some tomatoes, and eat at home. You know, just you can boil your corn. You can throw it in the oven and roast it. You can put it on the grill and roast it. And corn is one of those great dishes that you can do a lot of things with, and we all love corn. Summer is time for picnics, family get-togethers, camping trips. Summer's corn on the cob and steamed crabs and fresh tomatoes and cold, juicy melons. You know, the Schillinger family, they told me about this a couple of years ago, and we've worked it into their promotion because they don't sell crabs, but they love to eat crabs, as most Marylanders do. So consider this. Get some corn at Papa John's. When you do your crabs in the steamer, leave off one layer of crabs, but add a layer of corn. Put your seasonings in there just like you're steaming corn. Steam it all together. When it's all done, you've got corn. And, oh, man, you got to slather that corn with butter. And imagine that with that crab seasoning on there and a steamed crab. You're sitting there eating corn on the cob and crabs and a cold beverage, and you're just enjoying. You're just loving life. Well, Papa John's is where you get the corn, of course. If you enjoy your time outdoors with that great-tasting food, Papa John's Farm in Severn's a place to go. They have an enormous produce barn, super sweet corn, homegrown tomatoes, ready to roll. And they are good. There's squash, there's zucchini, peppers, onions. They've got peaches, and they've got plums, and they've got green beans and cucumbers and cantaloupes and sweet, sweet watermelons, too. Nothing like a cold piece of watermelon. Take that crab seasoning chill off your lips when you're done. That's for sure. Papa John's, located just off I-97, exit 12. 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. That's the exit. It says New Cut Road. Just get right off there. The phone number, 410-969-8810. Papa John's Farm is open every day, Monday to Saturday, 9 to 7, Sunday, 9 to 6. If you are thinking of corn for a family reunion, a church get-together, you know, just a group of folks coming over, having a party, eating crabs and corn, that phone number, 410-969-8810. Call and reserve however many dozen ears of corn you want. Visit Schillinger Papa John's Farm. It'll grow.
We're heading that way. I'm going back to the shore.
Yep, it'll grow on you. Time to book your dove hunt with Upper Bay Gun Club. Hunt over sunflowers on great farms loaded with doves. Dove hunt runs $150 per person and includes lunch. Hurry, the early dates are filling up fast and space is limited. Hunt deer, waterfowl, and turkeys on private farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership like I did, or call about guided day hunts or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Call Tom at 443-309-3788. For the best hunting of your life, call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, we visited one of the farms that we're going to be doing the Maryland Hunting Coalition dove hunt on September 17th with Upper Bay Gun Club. And the sunflowers are already in bloom. I'm telling you, it's going to be a spectacular hunt. You ought to join the Maryland Hunting Coalition dove hunt on September 17th. The folks at Upper Bay Gun Club have provided four or five or six farms for us to dove hunt on. We're going to gather at a common location. We're going to have a big old pig picking, a roasted hog on the spit, and we're going to have a great lunch, and then we're going to go dove shooting. And it's limited to 50 folks. You go to Maryland Hunting Coalition website. It's mdhuntingcoalition.org, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and you can sign up for the dove hunt right there in the store. It's $150 per person, and we're getting close to filling up. That's for sure, which is good. So we got another month to go. Now it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. And I was in there the other day, and I said, you know, what's new, what's exciting, and all that. And they've got all the BPS and the Maxis and the A5 and all that. But Billy pulled out a firearm that just took my eye. It was a spectacular-looking X-Bolt. It was a new X-Bolt called the Hell's Canyon. and the Hell's Canyon is a whole new line from Browning, the clothing and the whole deal. But the Hell's Canyon stuff, listen to this. This gun has got a urban tactical camo on it. Pretty cool. It's also got a Cerakote barrel, and metal parts are all kind of a bronze green Cerakote. It's a beautiful firearm. It's available. It's got a muzzle brake on it. It's a bolt action, and it comes in all the popular calibers. I mean, 270, 308, 7mm 08, 7mm mag, 300 Win mag, you know, those calibers. And it's a very, very light firearm. And you know, you put a scope on top of that, and that is going to be a very easy gun, a very accurate gun from Browning. And then there's the A-Bolt 3, the new rendition with the walnut stock. I forgot to mention that last hour. Walnut stock. Not the synthetic stock, beautiful walnut stock, blued finish, and it comes with a Buckmaster scope, a 4-12 Buckmaster scope, and that comes in all the good calibers, too. So check those two rifles out of Clyde Sport Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, or give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Line-X spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Line-X spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Line-X premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Line-X Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Line-X and Bay Line-X now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Line-X bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Line-X, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank. Maryland's Wake Up Call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We're going to beg for a phone call here. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Pepe is standing by to answer your phone call. And I guess if we got to do, trivia to get somebody to call, we'll do trivia. It has nothing to do with fishing, hunting, or the great outdoors. I think people are asleep because it's too damn hot to do anything out there.
That I agree with.
I think that is exactly what the problem is. Now, the brave soul that's going crabbing out there this morning, good for him. I hope they get 2 bushels in an hour and get back out off that hot water, because being on the water in this kind of sun, in this kind of heat, if you don't have your sunscreen on, it can hurt you. It can hurt you badly. You can get sun poisoning, which I had last year, which was not enjoyable. And you can get these little precancerous lesions on your body for with sun poisoning and things like that. I mean, on your face. And I've had them frozen off a few times on both sides of my face because I spend so much time outside. So, you know, just be cautious out there. Get yourself a wide-brimmed hat. Put your sunscreen on and make sure you just stay out of this stuff. It's just brutal out there.
If you think about it, when we walked over here at 4:45,
yeah,
it was perfect temperature, but that was 4:45 this morning.
Yeah, it was like 73 degrees or something like that. It was nice out, but I'll tell you right now, we walk out there, it's going to be in the 80s, so that's okay. Hey, here we go. We got some phone calls. I was going to do trivia. I was going to ask who did Summer in the City, see if anybody knows that. You don't know, do you? Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Mike in Finksburg. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
How you doing, Alan? I'm going to bail you out again. Come on, man.
I'm good. Hey, look, I'm good. I got the material. You know I can talk. But I would rather have a conversation with somebody.
Hey, I know you can talk, but I don't want you to talk. And I can hardly talk right now. My throat is terrible.
Well, what's up?
You know the topic you talked about with the airbows?
The airbow, the Crossman airbow. Yes, sir.
Okay. The only thing I'm worried about with that, seriously, I live in Liberty Reservoir.
Right.
And I'm scared to death if they start something like that.
Well, they won't do it. They won't do it. They won't do it on Liberty Reservoir because Liberty Reservoir is only open to bow hunting, Mike. And this creature is not recommended for the regular archery season. Only during firearms, only during muzzleloader. Now, they will have it for spring turkey, which could put it on the reservoir. Okay.
Okay.
But
what my thing was to say to you about it is,
yeah,
I'm just scared with the little kids, you know, my grandkids that I live here because I want to hunt there.
Yeah.
And my grandson just turned 13. I want to take him in there. I don't want it to close because they come out with a new bow that shoots by air. And
well, it's not a bow. It's not a bow. It's called an air bow. But it looks like a firearm with a stock. Okay.
Oh.
You can put a scope on it. Looks like a crossbow without the arms, quite frankly.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and you load the arrow in, and it's propelled by CO2. Apparently, it has enough kinetic energy that Department of Natural Resources has determined it has enough kinetic energy. I don't know if they have one, if they've tested one, but they're
flipping. No, they have them. I heard it before you talked about it.
I mean, does DNR have one? That's the question I'm asking.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't know either. None of the stakeholders know. They sent the email out to everybody. We were told at the stakeholders meeting in February they were trying to acquire one from the manufacturer. They weren't in full production. Now they are. I don't know if they've been tested by anybody within the department or not. That didn't come as part of the email.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
But the regulations are out there. Huh?
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
What I'm scared of is this. More people are comfortable with a bow hunter in a tree. You know that?
Yeah, I got
and
that.
And they see somebody, even anywhere, not Liberty, with something that looks like a gun, I think you'll get a lot of calls.
Well, they very well may be opening Pandora's box. Here's the thing, Mike.
He will be busy as heck. You don't have enough now.
That's true. And here's the other thing.
Tell me that.
Okay. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Okay. See you, Alan. I'll see you later.
You got it. Bye-bye. Don in Stony Beach, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Last week I had an opportunity to take a tour of Poplar Island.
Sure.
Down in the Chesapeake Bay.
Yep.
One of the most interesting things that I came away with was we were told about how deer swim from the mainland out to the island.
They do.
And they said it gets to be a problem. They have to actually avoid them sometimes.
Yep.
So, I was just very surprised that that's that they actually do that to get to the island.
We had a little bit of a discussion on deer swimming across the bay last week. One fellow said they were down, I believe, Crisfield area and saw one swimming in the bay, maybe not quite far that far down. And I brought up the story about how the first deer appeared on the eastern shore that anybody had seen back in the 40s. I think it was 46, 45, somewhere back in that area. Apparently there was a farmhand, an African-American gentleman, plowing one of the fields along the bay shore in Kent County. And he looked up and he saw this thing coming across the bay. And as he continued to watch it, a big mature white-tailed buck, swam across the bay and stepped up on the beach and shook itself off and went in the woods. And that was the first deer that they know of that anybody had ever seen on Chesapeake Bay. And the surmise it came across from Aberdeen Proving Ground, where they did do some reintroduction back in the 30s and 40s with the deer that came in from the Midwest. So,
wow, that's very interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is. Hey, what is your opinion of the dredge material containment facilities that we have in the bay? I was 2 years ago. I was asked to sit in on a citizens' oversight committee for the Cox Creek dredge material containment facility, and my take on this: there are a lot of people that are very, very interested in this process, and there's a lot of citizen oversight, both like over at Hart and Miller, up here at this Cox Creek, and I'm not sure how much the citizens were involved with Poplar Island.
But, right.
I'm just very impressed with the dedication that some of these people who are involved with these projects show, and the long-term plans. And then they talk about what's happened over at Hart and Miller.
Yeah.
That was a very, project that had a lot of citizen oversight.
Yeah.
But, do you have a general take on this whole process?
You're talking about dredging the channel out for the ship traffic to come in and then depositing that sediment somewhere to build places like Hartmiller Island and other places like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're about to embark on another giant project, which is the Conowingo Pool. The governor said that needs cleaned up there. And the question remains is, you know, what is in the material and what's going to be the effect of the effect on the bay when that material is placed. Now, look, after 20, 30 years, whatever's going to settle, you know, as far as any heavy metals or anything like that, whatever's going to settle is going to settle, and it's going to be covered. But what are the effects of disturbing that material, you know, transporting that material, and the effect of, you know, placing that material initially in the bay? We've got a tremendous port here, okay? We've got to maintain that port because of commerce. We have the Chesapeake Bay that is home to striped bass and oysters and clams and razor clams and blue crabs and striped bass and fish and, you know, all types of commercial and recreational opportunities out there. And, you know, some of these projects do have, I won't say major environmental impact, but they will have localized environmental impact. You know, I mean, you dump some dredge material up outside of Hartmiller Island. What effect is that going to have in Crisfield? My answer is nothing. But what effect is it going to have, you know, on Bloody Point and the Bay Bridge and that type of thing? There, it may be some type of effect. That's why they have these citizens, you know, committees. And people who have knowledge on these things to be able to kind of ask those questions, those probing questions. What's in the material? How's the material going to be housed? How's it going to be contained? How's it going to be, you know, maintained? How's it going to be tested? How's the water quality going to be tested? You know, what's in that material that's going into the bay? You know, they're going to dredge Curtis Creek with all that industry over there. Where's that slop going? That's what I want to know.
Well, it seems like the state goes out of its way to try to invite people to come to these meetings and to ask these questions, because I'm certainly not an environmental scientist. I'm just a guy who goes out fishing.
Exactly.
And who lives in the area. And when they use acronyms and abbreviations, I want to know what those acronyms mean. I want to know what kind of metal, what kind of materials are we talking about.
Right.
So the guy walking down the street, the common man, needs to go to these meetings and ask these type of questions.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And they're open, and I guess maybe they need to be publicized a little more. But
you know,
the whole process is very interesting, and as I mentioned, I'm very impressed with the caliber and the dedication of the people that are involved.
Right.
I mean, some of these, what you might call bureaucrats, or even people with the Corps of Engineers, Army Engineers, they like take possession of it. They talk about my project or this.
Right.
Man, you're really into this.
So yeah, exactly.
Feel comfortable.
Sure, sure. And there's a lot of projects around there's a lot of cleanup projects around the bay, but, you know, we're going to hear more and more. We just had a press release about 2 weeks ago. The governor said we got to clean up, you know, that mess in the Conowingo pool behind the Conowingo Dam. And anybody who wants to see what that's all about, all you have to do is go up Route 1, go across Conowingo Dam, look to your left at the Conowingo pool, and you see the two corners of that, behind the gate system there, you'll see that there's massive fields of floating debris. And under those fields of floating debris are 20, 30 feet of sediment that's settled in there from coming downriver from Pennsylvania and so forth. And it's all locked up right there behind the dam. And when they open those gates, certain gates up there, that sludge, that silt just flows right down across the bay. And over the years, it has had a detrimental effect on some of the grasses up there in the flats. Now, if you go in the flats right now, the flats are just covered with beautiful grass, beautiful submerged aquatic vegetation, and it sustains itself. But if we have another major storm, hurricane, or anything like that, and the power company Exelon decides to open all the gates, you know, for flood control or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, here we go again. That whole area can be potentially wiped out again with the grasses, and that's where the life is in the bay, is the submerged aquatic vegetation.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Well, I wanted to bring up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's
deer swimming. I just found that extremely interesting.
Exactly. Yeah, they do. And my only experience with seeing deer in the water. I live off Liberty Road, driving up Liberty Road, and I guess I was coming eastbound one day, and I looked over there on the there's two bridges. There's the long bridge and the short bridge, and I was on the short bridge, and I looked over, and I saw some disturbance in the water. I looked over, and there were two nice, really, really nice bucks swimming across Liberty Reservoir right out in the middle. I thought that was pretty fascinating, but I've seen those pictures of deer on the bay and that type of thing, so. All right, brother.
There you go.
Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. There goes Don. Yeah, good guy, Captain Don. All right. I think I'll tell you about Clyde Sports Shop one more time, and then we'll finish the break. What do you think? Yeah, let's do that. Okay, I got you. All right, Clyde Sports Shop. This is the general advertisement for Clyde Sports Shop. If you need anything for fishing, any type of fishing, anywhere in Maryland, stop by Clyde Sports Shop first. If you need rod and reel repair, you need your tip put back on your rod, you need a guide replaced, you need new line on your spool, you need your reel clean, they got it. Okay? Lures and live bait and anything you need. Crabbing, same way. All the traps, all the nets, all the trot line, all the seasonings, all the baskets, all the steamers, all the seasonings, they've got that. Hunting, they got every type of firearm for hunting you need. Shotguns, rifles, muzzleloaders. They've got the new Remington, what do they call it, Ultimate muzzleloader that is capable of handling 4 pellets, 200 grains of propellant, and it fires a large rifle primer in a casing. That's what you put in for a primer, a large, it looks like a .38 casing with a large rifle primer in it. You put that behind your pellets. And that is a Magnum, Ultimate Magnum Remington 700 ml Ultimate muzzleloader. From that to the Browning firearms, to the the A5 and the BPS and all that, to every other brand. Stop by and see them for hunting, fishing, and gun repair and scope mounting and foresighting and all that stuff. stop by and see him. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. The website is clydesports.com. And the fishing, 24-hour fishing hotline is 410-247-3474. 410-247-FISH. Hey, for great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fish Bones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hey, Maryland's Upper Eastern Shore has a rich tradition for dove and waterfowl, deer and turkey hunting, and now you can hunt over a dozen Upper Shore farms with Upper Bay Gun Club. Choose a yearly membership, like I did, and hunt all season long, or call about guided day hunts with Upper Bay Gun Club, or even yearly leases. Tom Slavin has decades of experience and can answer all your questions. Give Tom a call at 443-309-3788 for the best hunting of your life. Call Tom at 443-309-3788 for Upper Bay Gun Club. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833. 8410 W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Les Consolving inviting you to join me for Uninhibited Radio, where we leave no sacred cow unmilked. Sunday nights from 10 to 1 on Talk Radio 688 WCBM.
Let's talk to Jim in Salisbury. Good morning, Jim. How are things in Salisbury this morning?
Going okay so far.
Are you listening online? Are you listening online?
From the WTBM app.
There you go. Okay, good. So what's up?
Do you remember Hurricane Agnes?
Yes, I do. 1970...
Okay. Mandel governor.
72? 73? Somewhere in there? Early 70s?
Something like that, yeah. It came all the way up the bay and
yeah.
Down that... Remember that, all up to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, and what happened is that Merrill Mandel declared the Chesapeake Bay off limits.
Right.
Okay, we're still feeling the effects from it somewhat.
Yeah, we are. You're absolutely right. Yep,
you
absolutely.
Know, the bay is recovering.
It's very, very slowly recovering. That's exactly right. The upper bay, the grass flat, the flats, Susquehanna flats are recovering nicely with the submerged aquatic vegetation. We're hearing a lot about nice water quality and clear waters across the bay. And, you know, that's all from submerged aquatic vegetation and an increase in the oyster population. I don't know if you know that or not.
Well, I think I heard about it, yes.
Yeah, but oysters are tremendous filter feeders. So they take in water, they use the nutrients, and then they expel fresh water. So they clean, oysters clean the bay. Now, Upper Bay, we've got no oysters. From the Bay Bridge north, there's very few oysters, okay, because
the bay is sort of like what, some of the bay is salt water, some is fresh water. North you go, becomes fresh water.
Yes, I know. It's all tidal up to the Susquehanna River. But, yeah, you've got the major freshwater rivers. What are there, 13 rivers that feed the bay, and they're all fresh water. You've got the Potomac. You got the Potomac, you got Susquehanna, you got the Nanticoke, you got the Upper Bay Sassafras River, and all, yeah, I mean, you got the Chester River, you got them all with freshwater sources feeding the bay. And then you got the tidal influence from the ocean. So, yeah, I mean, it's a combination of fresh and salt. You're absolutely right.
Well, I just want to mention that. Have a nice day, and I enjoy listening to your show.
All right. Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Have a great day. All right, buddy, there he goes. Jim in Salisbury adding to the conversation. All right, so we threw it out there. Hot town, summer in the city. Nobody knows who did that. I know you. How about the last one, Green River?
Creedence
Clearwater Revival, yeah. But you can't think of Hot Town Summer. That's a very popular song.
I know.
And I don't know why people don't call in and tell us why it is. But here's what you receive. If you call in with the right answer to who did Hot Town Summer in the City, without Googling it, here's what you receive. You receive the respect of the host and the admiration of all your peers. That's what you get. So, anyway, what, Pepe, what are you looking at? You knew who did it, right? Yeah, but you played it, so you knew who did it. Absolutely. All right, anyway, we got to keep going here. Hunting season is right around the corner, and the Maryland Hunting Coalition has two fundraisers going on simultaneously, both on the website. One is a tremendous dove hunt that the folks at Upper Bay Gun Club, and you hear their spot, is providing the location for the dove shoot, and it's September 17th. It's a 50-man dove shoot. We would need 50 people. We're over halfway there. We're filling up. We're sure we're going to fill up fast, but it's $150, and that includes a pig picking, and then you get transportation or you go out to the farms, and you have a wonderful afternoon of dove shooting, and then we get back together if you want, or you can go home or whatever, but it's going to be a great time up on the Upper Eastern Shore, and we're just waiting for the folks to sign up for that. We'll put some numbers out here shortly. We also have a fundraiser where we're giving away a Kubota RTV four-wheel drive in camo with a roof, a bed, a roof, a windshield, and all that. And it's that was sponsored by Frederick Equipment, Westminster Equipment, and Gaithersburg Equipment, who's providing that for us. But we've got to sell some tickets. We're way far behind on the ticket sales on that. If you'd like to win a nice four-wheel drive, side-by-side, RTV, like a ATV, but side-by-side, RTV is what they call it. You can go on the Coalition website and see that, get your tickets. Tickets are only $20 to win an ATV, 3 for $50. I mean, it's a great deal. And it's a beautifully equipped piece of machinery. For those of you locally, if you want to see that particular model, and it may not be the one we give away. It'll be that model. But if they sell it, we'll just order another one in. Westminster Equipment has it, and they have tickets. So you can stop in there and see the lady behind the counter. I think Joe's the guy up there that you want to see to handle that. But take a look at that machine. It's got a dump bed on it. It's got a beautiful windshield with the hydraulics, it's got a hard roof on it. It's got a back protector to keep stuff from coming from the bed up front. It's really nice. So, Maryland, MD, huntingcoalition.org. You can get your tickets right there and help a great organization the only organization withstanding in Annapolis to stand up for hunters, to speak for hunters in Annapolis. And we've got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes right now, folks. We've got some letters out there. We've got some action out there that's going to benefit hunters here. And it's not like, you know, we only show up during the 90 days of the General Assembly. We've got stuff going on right now. And we're not going to publicize everything we do because that's not the way it works. But we are working to benefit all Maryland hunters even today. Let's talk to Dave in Kearney. Can we get that Dave put up there, buddy? Where'd he go? What happened to him? Okay. Why don't you put him on the air? That's what we do. Put him on the air. Okay, all right. Okay, well, we're about out of time anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. So, anyway, I'm just talking about the Maryland Hunting Coalition here. I'm talking about a lot of different things today. We were joined by E.W. Grimes earlier. I want to mention the Maryland Hunter Social. We hope you can make it to the Mayberry Game Protective Association. That's 2555 Mayberry Road in Westminster. This is the Hunter Social, August 6th from 9 to 3. Free admission. There'll be vendors. There'll be food. There'll be panel discussions. There'll be people that talk about hunting, county, some of these county programs like Howard County, Montgomery County, deer management programs, things like that. There'll be demonstrations on just all kinds of stuff. So you want to check that out on www.MarylandQDMA.com. MarylandQDMA. That stands for Quality Deer Management Association. Or just Google Maryland QDMA. It'll take you right there to see details on the Maryland Hunters Social. And there's the music that signals the end of the show. We hope you enjoyed it today. Thanks, Robin Franks, for being here. And joining us, thanks E.W. Grimes for joining us and telling us about the Maryland Hunter Social. And thanks all of you for joining us, even if you didn't call. Love and Spoonful.
I know. I cheated.
I know. You Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
Love and Spoonful. Thanks for being here today.
I'll be back.